We're live on 103.7, a big special edition of the show. Generally, you know, it's the Drive at 5. The kicking off the Drive at 5 is 5:02 in Muskegon. Currently 79 degrees today in the city of Muskegon. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 80. And Friday is going to chill out. A high of 67, a lower of 52. Perfect football weather. Anyway, of course, we know over the weekend, Muskegon, we had a terrible weekend for violence, terrible weekend for shootings, and a lot of other stuff that broke out over the weekend. Yesterday, we talked to Police Chief Maurice Sane. Today, we're fortunate to have on the radio with us and on social media, the Public Safety Director for the City of Muskegon, Police Chief Tim Kozo joins the conversation. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing well. Good evening. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes. It's been a busy 4 or 5 days for our community, hasn't it?
It has. One thing that I like to reflect on, you know, we did have a very busy weekend, I guess. Last weekend was some violence. And first off, I'd like to say, you know, my condolences and my heart goes out to the family of our victims. You know, it's senseless violence. So first and foremost, I want to make certain that I express that to our community and to those family members, because no one wants to suddenly lose a loved one. So first and foremost, I want to state that. So,
what can you share with us about the homicide that took place Saturday night? Victim Carlos Piggy, well-liked individual.
Right.
That is probably the biggest talk of the town, along with other shootings that went on.
True.
What can you share with us right now?
Well, this isn't a situation where it's gang-related, drug-related, alcohol-related, domestic violence-related. This is a situation where it appears that someone was upset with Carlos and unfortunately decided to take his life. So we've been working nonstop since then with everything that's been going on, not only here, but within the Heights. You just want to try to dissect everything to make certain that we're looking at all angles. I can tell you that we do have an open murder warrant for the suspect, and we're actively looking for the suspect right now. Hopefully that soon we'll be able to have him in custody and, you know, bring some closure to the family and some justice to the family.
So a warrant has been issued then?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't mind, I mean, share the name of people that's listening. They might know the whereabouts. I've heard the name, but I would love to hear from the police department.
No, I understand. It's one of those things. I had a conversation not only with the lead detective, but with the captain of the detective bureau to say, hey, can I put the name out there? Hey, can I put the face out there? And at this point, we're getting a little concerned that we're moving him, if that makes sense. We don't believe this individual is currently in the area. Currently either on the east side of the state or even out of state. And we're actually working with our federal authorities to grab the individual, and we feel confident with that. I know that if this doesn't work, then I will be publicizing the picture, will be publicizing the name, but they asked to try not to have this name released at this point, just so we could, because we are confident in our methods right now that we're going to be able to grab them, if that makes sense. Wow.
Does this person know that there is a warrant for their arrest?
I don't know the certainty on that. I do know that the subject's family is trying to get this individual to come in.
Wow. Is there a crime if anybody is harboring, hosting, assisting this individual at this time?
If we make notification that the individual is wanted and they have that knowledge, then we can charge somebody with harboring a criminal. Yes.
Right. Big Rob sits on the Silent Observer board, but do you know, has there been any award out there yet?
Don't know if anything that's been established reward wise. I do know that anytime, you know, we do have our Silent Observer here in town, that anytime that somebody calls in a tip to Silent Observer that helps and leads to something, we will put in, you know, the information to Silent Observer that this did credit us for leading to the arrest, and it goes to their board, and they do consider those and do have money that they can award. But there isn't like an amount that's been set out there, though.
Who do you think will have influence on this individual that can probably convince them? Because because I want to get into the retaliation shooting thing too.
After sure.
But who do you think will have some kind of influence?
We're hopeful that the family can. That's the avenue that we're going right now, is we're hoping the family can have some influence in having this individual turn themselves in.
Wow. In Muskegon Heights, there was a reported retaliation shootings with, I guess, the person who has a warrant for his arrest, family recipients of violence. And we definitely don't support that, because the other innocent people are getting now shot, right?
That is true.
Have you seen any retaliation shootings downtown, Chief?
No. The incident that you're discussing that happened in the Heights, I asked some questions from the detective that's part of that investigation. He was also the same detective with this homicide investigation. And that's a situation where it looks like a couple individuals possibly firing back and forth at each other. Right. They're still looking into it. Still trying to identify and get some charges on that one. I know that. So I would say this, seems like society is long past having conversations to try to end violence or end a issue between you and I. So if you and I have an issue, we can't have a conversation anymore. It seems like too often, or more often than not, people are rising to the level of violence. And at some point, it'd be nice if we change our tenor and change the way that we can handle disputes by conversation. I mean, I remember when I was young, we got in fistfights. If there's somebody I had a disagreement with, and then we went on our way. Somehow it would be nice to be able to work with all aspects of, citizens and visitors, that isn't the way. That isn't a way to immediately grab a weapon to be able to resolve it. And it can be something very insignificant. So.
Wow. Wow. There was also shooting in on Sunday, I think it was. Sunday or Monday, near the church, near the Getty and Keaton area. Can you share anything about that?
The only one I'm aware of, there was a vehicle. I think it was a Laketon area. Okay. Not familiar with the one that you're
okay. All right. Yeah. It's a shooting. Definitely a shooting that occurred off Getty near Keating in that area. And I don't know where the press release came from one of your captains. So I didn't know.
Yep. That one was a vehicle that was, I think there was a small child in the car that got some fragments from a glass, if that's the one you're referencing.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That one is not related to any of this.
Okay.
From our look into it right now, we believe that there might be some similarities, really good similarities of one of the individuals in the car to the person that we're looking for. So it was a misidentification, if that makes sense. So there was somebody that thought it might have been our suspect, and as you said, was trying to get retribution. And it was probably just an innocent person that, it was innocent people in the car that just happened, unfortunately, to have their car shot up.
Right, right. So they got that incident. And then in Muskegon Heights on 7th Street, there was an incident that was reported as being retaliation. It's probably best that the suspect that you guys are looking for turn himself in, because this is other people are getting hurt.
That is true. We really like that. We want to be able to have the person come in and just hopefully put an end to it. I think that the family would love to have that on both families, his family and the victim's family would all like to have this end. We look back at this past year, 2024, and I started doing a deep dive into how we've been doing and how we've been trending as a city. And I want to say as a city, but really, as you commented in the beginning, and you had a conversation with Chief Sane, is this is one community, really. Right. There really isn't a lot of people that say, I'm now in the Heights, or I'm now in the city. This is one big community. So right. Violence is going to affect all of us in the city, in the Heights, in the Township, in Northern Shores. It's affecting the entire community. But our summer, our year to date, we've been trending very well, which is good. I think it's reflective of not only how we're working with the community and partnering with our community, but we've been trending very well. Unfortunately, we had this very tragic handful of incidents here over this past weekend, which I think then pronounced it, right? Because we hate saying in police work it's been quiet. I'm just going to say that. We hate saying that, right?
Right.
But it has been. We haven't really had, we haven't, you know, had the violence like last year during the summer or the year before. But now we have it, and so it makes it seem very much more pronounced. And I'm not diminishing it. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We were trending in the right direction, and unfortunately, this happened over the weekend. And were there any other incidents that happened outside of these shootings? Are you seeing an increase in domestic violence, assaults, any other things that is troubling?
In comparing year to date to last year, year to date, the only thing that we've seen an uptick is our area of our stolen autos.
Mm.
And I'm going to do a deeper dive into that, but I can tell you that, you know, you have the Kias and the Hyundais, you know, that certain year range that can easily be stolen. You know, and it's not just happening here in Muskegon. It's happening everywhere. We recover these vehicles from, you know, Grand Rapids and Allegan County. So that, I think, is contributing to a little bit of it. This isn't people coming up, seeing your car, seeing your Cadillac in your driveway, breaking the window and hot wiring. We're not seeing that. We're seeing people leaving keys in cars.
Wow.
I don't understand why someone would want to leave their second set of keys in their car, but I read about it, and then they get their car stolen. Wow. So we got to be diligent as a, you know, ourselves. Each person has to make certain I don't leave anything in my car that could afford a crime of opportunity.
Wow. Also, I think I saw an opening on Facebook for a police officer position for the city of Muskegon. Are you guys still hiring?
Oh, yes. We've been hiring ever since I got or been here. I've been here now 2 years, and we have what we call recruit positions. So what we'll do is we hire individuals that want to be in law enforcement, that want to be part of our team here and serve the citizens of the city of Muskegon. And we put you through the academy. We pay for that, but we also give you a wage while you go through the academy. It makes it a lot easier, I think, on these young people to be able to do that, so they can still afford to live, pay their rent, and we get groceries while they're going through this academy.
Well, and some of the qualification, I got the page up. Do you need a degree? You no longer need a
college degree.
Anything like that.
No longer need a degree. I think you just need a high school. I think, if I remember correctly, do you need a high school diploma or a GED equivalent?
Yeah. I'll have it up on the screen now. And so go to the City of Muskegon website. How many positions do you know that you have available?
That is ever in flux. I could tell you when I started here, we had, I think, 69 officers out of the 79 positions that I had afforded, you know, that I could fill. As of today, I have 69 officers, and I've hired 18 in 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Now, granted, we've had officers retire. You know, we've had officers leave for the private sector. We have had officers leave to go to other departments. So there's different factors that contribute to people that, you know, both men and women that have left our department. So we're continuing to hire. We're continuing to put people through these academies. We actually have 4 in the academy right now at Grand Valley. And then the one that you have posted is the one that I think we're sending them over to Grand Rapids Community College.
Okay. That closing date is coming up on the 5th, September the 5th at 5 p.m.
It's coming up swiftly. Then there's what happens right after that's done. Our human resources department handles the front end of it, looks at all the requirements, seeing if you're fit, if you fulfill all those requirements. And then there's a written test to start off with. Then after that, it goes into your first set of interviews.
Wow. There you go, Muskegon. There's opportunity. Now, I know it starts off at 22, but that's only temporarily. It goes up. I know y'all like making that money.
Yes.
So the rate does go up. As a chief of police, anything else you want to share with the community from your perspective, not only from the police side, from the fire safety side?
Well, I can say this. We're also hiring at our fire department. And I'd like to put a plug in there because I am the director of public safety, but we're also hiring at the fire department. We're down a couple there. That closes this Friday. You do have to have some requirements for that, though. That isn't just a high school diploma. We're looking for firefighters that have their firefighter one, firefighter two, and EMT, MFR at least, I believe, which is okay. A medical license. And with the fire department, I'm looking to also, hopefully, if we get a grant, be able to hire another three after that within another year, because we're understaffed at the fire department also. So,
wow. How does all this, like things that happen over the weekend, how does that impact your staff?
Right now, with our staffing levels, our men and women are getting, they're working a lot. You know, we have a lot of overtime posted. We have special events that take place. You know, we just had Rebel Road downtown. You're having officers that are having to work. You just had Burning Foot, the parades, everything. So because of our staffing being down, we're working more hours. It's making our men and women a little bit more tired and not wanting to sign up for the overtime. But having these type of events affects you not only physically, but mentally. I mean, it's not a situation that our young men and women want to have to handle, right? To have to go up and see somebody that has had a major catastrophic injury from a wound, from a bullet, from a stab wound like that. So it can affect them. We do have things in place here at the city, though, within our police department, where we have what we call a crisis intervention. So we can meet. It's all confidential, so they can meet and talk about it, and it can help our men and women get through these incidents. I'm very proud that we've started that here within the last year, and everybody's taking advantage of it, which is great. I mean, back when I was younger, if you said that you were thinking, you know, that bothered me, they would think you're not a man, right? Now we salute. We want people to get the health, help in mental health situations.
Right. Wow. Okay, before we go, Chief, just recapping for people who just tuned in, we got the Chief of Police and City of Muskegon, who've been in, I think, about a year and a half now, right? Or close, a little bit over a year?
Just got 2 years under my belt.
Oh, wow. 2 years went fast. Seemed like, yes, I was just meeting you down at the interview. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Well, of course, we led off talking about the homicide of Carlos Piggy, and that the suspect hasn't been named, but there is a warrant for a suspect. And we believe, I'm sure there's probably people that's listening or know somebody that probably has access to him.
Yes.
What can you say to those people?
Well, number one, I'm proud of our citizens that worked with us on this investigation to be able to get the necessary information to get the warrant. Not too often in situations where you have homicides, does everybody want to cooperate? I'm very proud to say that we have, the people that we have talked to have been decent, want to talk to us, want justice for him, which is, you know, makes me very happy, and it really helps our detective bureau, number one. So I can tell you that our detective bureau is working diligently, and like I said, tracking and trying to get this individual in custody as soon as possible. It will lessen the anxiety of the family big time, I think, and our society in general, just because they know that he is in custody.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, Chief, for being available. We have to do this more often, and not just under, I know you've been on DJ Hilson's show, not just under these conditions. You know, you have an open door here.
No problem.
So use email.
Glad to. Okay. I enjoy my time when we do have it with you. So
yes,
I appreciate it as always. And I do agree, though, it's a lot better to talk about things when we're not having violence or some type of issue. Because we've been doing a lot of wonderful things all summer, you know, with our pop-up parties, and we have our citizen workshop coming up that we did last year, where we bring in citizens and walk them through everything police related. That's coming up. You can see that on our Facebook. I think we just posted it today, that they can come in and we'll walk you through what we do, you know, and how we do it and why we do it. That's a big thing. So take a look. We would love to have people come here and be a part of that.
All right. Thank you so much. Make sure you have a beautiful day. All right.
Yes. Take care.
All right. Take care. All right. All right, Muskegon. We're going back to more music inside the Drive at 5. Keep it here. 103.7 The Beat.